The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Time for Am I Wrong? Ashley, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. That doesn't sound, you sound like you're lying.
Yeah, you do.
We'll see, right?
Yeah. All right, so what's really the problem? What's going on?
Okay, so this may sound extremely harsh, but the problem is my mom is a whore.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, my God. Why?
Don't hold back. What's your mom's name, first of all, by the way?
Debbie.
And why is Debbie such a whore?
So, Debbie is dating my ex-boyfriend.
Debbie is dating your ex-boyfriend?
Your mom.
Yeah. My mom is dating my ex-boyfriend. Not just dating,
No, I understand what...
Yeah, and I'm around, and, you know, it's weird. We hooked up, like, a month ago.
Oh, you hooked up... Wait a minute. So was this, like, a long-term boyfriend or just some dude you hooked up with?
Well, I mean, it was short-term, but, I mean, she met him because of me. Like,
right.
Really weird.
And
I
now...
Just, I don't know how to deal with this. Like, am I wrong?
How long have they been dating?
Like, since a week after we quit dating.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Hey, let's call Debbie and find out what's going on, okay?
It's a nightmare.
Okay.
This is not where I expected this to go.
No.
Hello?
Debbie.
Yes?
Hi, good morning, Debbie. How are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
Debbie, it's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. We host the morning show.
Hey, Debbie.
Yeah. Hey, do you want? I'm at work.
Oh, fun. So are we. Look at that. Twinsies. No, listen, we actually have your daughter on the phone, too. Ashley?
Really?
Yeah. Say hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Ashley, why are you calling me? What's going on?
Debbie, Ashley told us that you started dating her ex-boyfriend.
And she's a little upset by it.
Yeah.
So? Why? Why is she upset?
Well, I mean, you guys are all, do you guys all, like, spend the night in the same house and stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
I don't know why it should be. I mean, it's my business. This is a boy she threw over. He's nice.
He's nice. How old is this boy?
Yeah.
He's in his 20s.
He's in his 20s?
How old are you?
Really? You're asking me that question?
Ashley, how old is your mom?
Yeah.
She's 45.
And how old are you, Ashley?
I'm 19.
Oh, yikes.
So hold on. You were dating a guy in his 20s when you were 19.
I mean, 19, 20, it's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah,
well, was he 20
really
or was he in his 20s?
He was 27, but, I mean, 27, 45, 19, 27, what's worse?
Okay.
Yeah.
Debbie, where did you meet this guy after your daughter broke up with him?
At my house. He was over there.
Okay.
He was over there all the time. Nice young man.
Oh, my God.
And you guys, like, you know, you spend the night together and do all sorts of adult things together?
Of course. I might be 45, but I'm not dead.
No, we get it. And Ashley, did you also spend the night with this guy and do adult things with this guy?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right,
Oh, God.
We'll just leave that there. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Who's right, who's wrong? Is Debbie entitled to date Ashley's ex because she threw him away, or should she, you know, move aside from the guy that her daughter just slept with like 2 weeks ago? Typical. Are you guys in Baker County? Where are you? Oh, you know what? Never mind. Doesn't matter. Kristen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
Great. So who's right, who's wrong in this bizarre situation from the West Side?
I'm sorry, but I have to agree with Mom.
You have to agree with the mom?
Absolutely, all the way. I mean, she's still young in her 40s. I mean, she's making her out to be like an old crab or something, but she's still got a sex drive. She enjoys having fun. The girl wasn't engaged or married to the guy. It sounds like she just flipped him for a quick fun, so why not?
So I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's fine to be 45 and date, but like, why do you have to date the dude that your daughter just dated 2 weeks ago? That's so creepy.
Maybe it was meant to be that she met him through you. I mean, you know?
I don't know.
There's anything wrong with it in this day and age when people just go through, people just like pancakes.
But what if they eventually get married and now Ashley's stepdad is a guy that she's had sex with?
Yeah,
isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's so weird.
And hopefully she's still cool with him and everything's good.
Okay. Hmm. All right, Kristen. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. All right, bye-bye. That's an interesting take.
Yeah.
Steven from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Hey there. How's it going?
Hey, good, Steven. What do you think?
What I wanted to ask her was... originally, I wanted Debbie's number, but now I think I want Ashley's number. I mean, what she said about the 19, 20-something, 45, whatever, I'm like, damn. I mean, she's calling her mom a whore, and that's not right. I mean, when she really needs to think about what she said there, you know?
So, wait, do you want her number because you want to berate
yeah,
her or date her?
Date her.
Oh, okay, all right. Hey, thanks so much for real. She called her mom a whore. That's not right. But, hey, what's her number? Because she sounds like good people. This is Kathy from Green Cove. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great, Kathy. What's your take?
I'm definitely going to tell you the mom's wrong.
You think the mom's wrong?
I definitely know she's wrong.
You definitely know.
I mean, most of us girls have a code. You don't date one of your friend's ex.
Right.
You know? But the mom wouldn't even met the guy if he hadn't come over to the daughter.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? And if mom wants a boyfriend, go out and get you one.
Yeah.
I mean, don't take your daughters.
It's not like home delivery. It's not like it was Amazon Prime for boyfriends.
Basically,
you know, I mean,
it was.
I get it. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Is the mom right to say, look, she cast him aside and he's fair game? Or is the daughter right to say, I want mom dating my ex? Stephanie from the Beaches. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Something similar happened to you, huh?
My mom ended up dating my middle sister's boyfriend for almost about 2 years.
Your mom ended up dating your mid. Had they broken up though?
Yeah, they broke up because my dad found about it, and a couple other family members found out about it, and everyone thought that it was kind of like gross.
Oh wait, she was still married.
Yeah, my mom was married, and she was doing it on the side. After a while, you know, buying him things here and there, and then we were like, okay, and then we kind of caught on to it.
Oh wait, your sister was dating the guy at the time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so my sister kicked his ass to the curb and was like, okay, go to my mom. And to this day, now my mom's almost 50 and it still like haunts her.
I bet. Wow. How yeah. old was,
wait, are
how
they
old...
still dating?
Yeah.
No, they're not. The guy actually ended up passing away a couple months ago from cancer. But at the time, my mom, or he was 19 and my mom was, I don't know, a couple years younger. This was like 2010.
So she was like in her 40s maybe, or?
Yeah, mm-hmm, somewhere, yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That is interesting. All right, hey, thanks so much for calling. We really keep your boyfriend away from mom, by the way.
Yeah.
This is Ronisha from the South Side. Hi, Ronisha. How are you?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm doing good. I love you guys. I'm so excited to watch.
Oh, yeah, we're so excited, too. What do you want to say, Ronisha? What do you think about this whole situation?
I was listening to everybody else's comments. I don't know what's wrong with people, but people have issues. Mm-hmm. The mother, she needs a therapist or Jesus. That makes no sense for her to be messing with her daughter's ex. That is so disgusting. Mm. What he did with the daughter, he's doing with the mother. Mm-hmm. Ew.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's gross.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I don't care. You have to stop. And you have to, I understand the mother is young and she's single. My mom's young, she's single. But if my mother was to mess, first off, that would never happen. But if my mother was to mess with my ex, me and my mother's relationship, it would be over.
Yeah.
It's not over because of necessary to do. It's over because you just don't do that as a mother.
No, but they live. I mean, that's the other thing, too. They all live together. Like, she still lives with her mom. So this dude comes over, and instead of going into her bedroom, he's going into her mom's bedroom.
So awkward.
Well, she needs a friend. She needs a friend so she can, like, go over to the friend's house, move out.
Right.
It's just time to grow up because there is no way I'm staying in the house and I'm hearing something going on in the other room.
Yeah, no, I...
That's just messed up.
So all right, gross. Ronisha. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Regina, good morning. What do you want to say?
Well, I just want to say, she doesn't need to call her mom a whore. That is her mom. But Debbie is in the wrong. We do have a code. Friends don't share their exes, boyfriend for their friends' exes. You want to share something, share clothes, makeup. If her daughter's pants fit her, great. Wear her pants. If her shirt, awesome. Wear her sweaters, but don't wear her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, no, that's...
Yeah, but it's like, I understand. That's even a rule with friends. This is like 10 times worse since it's her own mom, you know?
Her daughter's hand-me-downs. Wear her clothes, not her boyfriend.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they share clothes, and the guy was like, wow, you look just like your daughter. Same clothes, same makeup, same everything. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Amy from Palm Coast.
Hey there.
Hey, Amy, what do you think? Who's right, who's wrong in this situation?
Mama is so wrong. This is just so Jerry Springer, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
she needs to find herself a man that hasn't found her daughter, if you get what I'm saying. The adult things that they're doing together, it's disgusting.
Yeah. It is a little bizarre to think
I mean, he's 27. Like,
right.
I don't care about the age so much. It's the simple fact that, you know, the adult things that you were talking about that the daughter did with the boy and
right.
mothers do. It's just, that's just nasty.
But my point about the age is that he's probably like, sweet, I'm going for the mom. Like, he thinks it's cool. He doesn't, like, actually want to be, like, in a real relationship with this woman. I'm thinking...
Oh, you're 100% correct.
You know, I'm thinking it's more like he thinks
he's
it's, like, cool.
He's got a story to tell?
Yeah, he, like, did the daughter and now the mom, and he's, like, the man now.
I have a group of friends who did this with two sisters, and I couldn't wrap my head around it.
So it's weird.
Off-limits family is... No, that's disgusting.
All right, hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. 340-95. You know what? We should probably let's wrap this up. I feel like most people think that the mom's in the wrong. All right, Debbie. Look, a lot of people are saying this is just kind of wrong on your part. If you're looking for love, maybe do it outside of your daughter's room.
Yeah.
Maybe like a bar or something.
Anywhere.
What business is it of theirs?
I mean, it's not really, but I don't know if you've ever met people. They like to... Like, they're just... Ashley evidently was upset by this. And, like, Ashley, would you be upset if your mom were dating any other 27-year-old?
No.
It's just awkward because you've also had relations with this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want your future stepdad to be...
Someone you slept with.
Ex-boyfriend. Yeah.
Right. No, I get it.
Makes it kind of awkward.
No, that would be...
Totally.
That would be. Debbie, can you kind of understand that, or...
Yeah, I can see where she's coming from.
I mean, would you want to be with a guy who you know has been with your daughter?
Well...
Obviously.
I guess I see your point.
You're right?
Or not. Yeah.
You see your point or not. Okay. All right, so are you going to keep seeing this guy or maybe you call it off and start over with somebody new?
Well, there's plenty of fish in the sea. I could go looking.
You go look? Oh, go fishing.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.